And yeah, I just saw that you've announced your retirement. What are we looking at in terms of timeline, that type of stuff here?
Well, actually, I notified City pretty much, probably a good 6 months ago, that I would really be looking real hard at retiring once I turned 55, June 25th of this year. And I just kind of stayed true with that. My pension, it's not maxed out, but it's... I guess good enough. It's time to go. It's I'm like I said, age eligible, and I decided might as well move on to a bigger and better thing.
How long have you been in law enforcement, in particular with Burlington?
Since 1981, about 30. It'll be 31 years. There was about 22 months in there that I was actually laid off and worked for West Burlington.
But pretty much the gist of it is with Burlington.
Right.
How'd you get into law enforcement?
It was just one of those things. I was an assistant manager at a local McDonald's, and I'd hopped around between a few of the stores, and they're getting ready to open up a store elsewhere that I'd be the manager of. And I thought, is this what I really want to do, you know, with the rest of my life kind of a thing? And plus, it was going to take me out of Burlington. And I thought, yeah, I was just kind of looking. I talked to several officers that would come in and out of McDonald's where I was the manager there, and talked to him about it. I thought, you know what, this is some job that I could stay with, move up through the ranks, and not have to ever leave unless I wanted to, you know, the Burlington area. So I decided to test and did that, went out, tested. After taking the test, thinking, wow, this is probably never going to happen, but hey, give it a shot, do what you can. And it was almost 6 months later when I got the call and asked if I was still interested.
What all positions have you held with the department? How has that progression been?
Started off, obviously, as a patrolman. Became a detective. You want the years?
Oh, no. I'm just, that way I can say you've held, like I like to say, especially when there's a retirement, has held the ranks of these before moving up to chief, just to kind of show the progression through.
Pretty much been all of them, but... did that, detective, promoted to lieutenant, and at that time that was our first line supervisor. Worked that, was in charge of the drug task force for a couple of years. Was then promoted to an acting captain's position. We had an opening. There were some changes going to happen in the department, so I was an acting captain, which was the next rank up. And there was a new position created. It was the major's position at the time, which was basically in charge of the patrol operations, was generally what they had. They were in charge of all three of the patrol shifts. I got promoted to that, and then when Stan Rao, who was one of the chiefs, left in 98, they combined the deputy chief's position and the major's position into one. Again, budget cuts, savings, that type of thing, and I was promoted into that position. And I served there under David Wunnenberg until his passing in 07, where I was promoted to chief.
In terms of what happens now, I know they're taking applications. Has it been talked about an interim chief, how that's going to go?
Right. Major Beard, now who's number two in command, will be the interim chief, and until that process is completed. And obviously, I hope he applies for it because he's more than qualified and would basically, we've got several people actually here that would be qualified to take that position, but he's pretty much got the upper hand serving in that number two capacity for the past 5 years.